many religious groups and people of faith are thinking more about lowering carbon emissions. Just last month, Pope Francis issued an urgent call for climate action and called out industry and the lifestyles of the world's wealthiest countries, which are most responsible for global emissions. For State Impact Pennsylvania, freelance journalist Karen Hendricks wrote about some Christian churches in Pennsylvania that are taking a practical step towards climate action by installing solar panels. And we recently had a chance to talk about it. So why are churches in particular choosing solar?
Well, there are a number of reasons. They are primarily guided by their faith and this duty to care for creation, as they claim is called for in biblical texts. They also want to lessen their dependence on fossil fuels and move towards cleaner energy. And all the churches I spoke with are guided by their members at the end of the day. And within the churches I interviewed, the move towards solar was definitely something that the membership wanted to do. It wasn't a top-down kind of effort led by pastors, for example. But for many of the churches, moving towards solar is also something their overarching church organizations are calling for. The Episcopal Church, for example, nationwide, is calling on individual churches to strive to be carbon neutral by 2030, which is really a tall task, but that's what they've put out there. And many other denominations have issued statements on climate change with ideas and guidelines for individual churches to put into practice and put into action. And that includes solar. And then, of course, there are financial reasons. Churches have an eye on the cost savings that they feel solar could bring to their congregations, and they want to be good stewards of the financial resources that they have, and they want to put those precious resources towards ministries rather than utilities.
Yeah, what about the cost-benefit analysis for these churches that you profiled? Does solar pay for itself?
So I did a deep dive into three particular churches. I included a Mennonite church in Akron, Lancaster County, a Lutheran church in Harrisburg, Dauphin County, and an Episcopal church in Lewisburg, Union County. And so in terms of that cost-benefit analysis that you asked about, they're all quite different. They're different churches in terms of sizes. They're therefore different in terms of the size of solar installations. The Harrisburg Church, for example, is using solar to power three separate buildings: its worship space, its office building, and then a home that they own and operate where visiting pastors or missionaries often stay. And then the Lancaster County Church is quite large and includes a large, thriving childcare center within it that's used by the community. So despite all three of these variables, the end result is that all three churches were seeking to become carbon neutral, and all three have either attained that or nearly attained that. The Harrisburg Church is saving about $10,000 annually. In Akron, that church is saving between $10,000 and $12,000. And then the Lewisburg Church is saving about $4,000 annually, but they're a bit smaller, simply one traditional church building.
I believe it's the church in Harrisburg. They had sort of like an angel donor give them a substantial amount of money to purchase and install the solar panels.
Actually, two of the three churches I spoke with had that wonderful gift bestowed upon them. You know, when you talk about cost, there are, I guess, a number of stumbling blocks that churches, or hurdles that churches need to jump through or jump over in order to attain solar power. I think cost is the biggest one, but maybe the first one is really resources and information. That's really the first hurdle as churches try to figure out the basic mechanics of how to install solar power, whether they should own their own installation or go with something called a PPA. That's a power purchase agreement, which operates like a small lease with the solar provider. But as you mentioned, the biggest obstacle really is that cost. And that's what all three churches told me. But On the positive side, solar costs have come down, especially over the last 10 years, and tax rebates are now available through the Federal Inflation Reduction Act. And two of the three churches I talked with were fortunate, very fortunate, to have that angel donor step forward and offer to foot most of or much of the bill.
Does solar installation become a political point of contention in congregations?
That's a great question. I asked each one of the pastors or congregational council members that I spoke with if there were climate deniers in the congregation and how they handled those situations in church conversations. And in all three cases, within the three churches I focused upon, they said the church membership was united in their mission to bring solar power to their churches. And if there were climate deniers within the congregation, they didn't voice those opinions. Now, I have to say, I also did reach out to a number of other churches for this story. I deliberately reached out to some conservative-leaning churches. I also reached out to a large non-denominational congregation in Pennsylvania, one of, if not the largest, and they did not respond to my interview requests, but I was really interested to bring out that side of the story if I could, and I was interested to know if they had statements or missions related to climate change or where they stood on climate change, but unfortunately, they didn't want to participate in the story.
Beyond the three churches you profiled, what else is happening with communities of faith and climate change in Pennsylvania?
There's a lot. So there's a national nonprofit called Interfaith Power and Light. And there is also a statewide Pennsylvania chapter called Pennsylvania Interfaith Power and Light. They shorten that and just go by PAIPL. And their mission is to educate and empower people of all faiths, to play leadership roles in climate change issues. And one of their priorities is, in fact, to help congregations figure out how to go solar. And they are right now planning a November conference. And the theme of that conference is No Faith in Fossil Fuels.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. This was lovely.
Karen Hendricks is a freelance journalist based in the Harrisburg area who frequently writes about climate change solutions for State Impact Pennsylvania. You can read her story, How Pennsylvania Churches Are Addressing Climate Change by Tapping the Power of the Sun, at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.